بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were doing about cleanliness and Maulana had spoken to you quite openly last week. Ji bhai, sir, you sit here, I'm a Maumili. You want to come teach here? You're a ustad, look like, you want to come teach? Come? Ji. So, Maulana had spoken to you all about how we should make istibra. How we should make istibra. If you're having a problem, Ji, when you go to the toilet, you're having a problem, and then any leakages happen, the pipes are not very strong, then you got leakages happening, and Maulana told you all that you must put tissue, cough, jump, do everything, that thing comes out, and then you wash after that. Gee, you don't go toilet rushing, right? You don't go toilet, you don't stay long in the toilet also, but you don't rush and do your stuff. You do it nicely, making sure that the urine drops don't fall whilst you are making urine, and also after that, when you finish your job and now you're coming out, then you walk in and come walking, and you feel like something fell off again. Gee. So, that was just to recap. Today, I'm going to skip a little bit. We've got a few other things to discuss, but I'm going to discuss the hair. Because it's a very important time, because I'm having some issues with some boys. I don't want to mention their name, just look at them. Gee. So, I want to teach you all the Islamic way of how we should keep our hair. First of all, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned something to this effect in the Hadith Sharif, that we should not make halq, we should not make halq of one part of our hair and keep the rest of the hair. Now this is clear cut forbidden in the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What it is? Clear cut forbidden. Rasulullah made it haram. Made it haram. Are we the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we are the followers of some musician, some Beckham, some shaitan? Who are we? See? We are the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had told us how to keep our hair. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he had long hair. He had long hair. Hair that used to reach sometimes to his shoulder. Sometimes he cut it, sometimes he let it grow a little bit longer, but it never went past his shoulder. Never went past his shoulder. And this was the hair of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also. Both of them had kept the zulfa. Most of them had kept the zulfa. Later on, certain Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had cut their hair. But most of the time they had the zulfa. When it used to go past the shoulder length, they used to cut it. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Umrah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made halq. He shaved his hair. When he went for Hajj, he shaved his hair. But the rest of the time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had long hair. But as I said to you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from keeping that type of hair that we shave one side of the hair and we leave the rest of the hair. Now this is totally prohibited in Islam. It is totally prohibited in Islam. And as I said to you before, that you can go through, you can come and tell me, Maulana, hey, you see, we are on another thought. Meaning, you know, in our zamana, in our time, somebody will come and say, well, I come from another country, we got a different culture. Our Islam is different. Or even here in our South Africa, in our place, we got that type of masjid, we got that type of masjid. But I promise you, I'll take you to your masjid. I'll take you to your masjid, to your imam, to your sheikh, and we'll go over there and ask him whether this is halal or haram. There's no pious. You go to Deobandi masjid, you go to Bareilly masjid, you go to this masjid or that masjid, wherever you go, they will tell you that this is haram. What is haram? To cut the hair, halq, to shave the hair one side and keep the hair long. And you will see that all the pious among whichever group it may be, all the pious, the ulama, the people who are giving the bayan from the front, the ulama, the talks, those who are talking, those who are in front, the leaders, you will never find them having this type of hairstyle. Who you will find? I told you before, all the musicians, people who are in music, people who are involved in black magic, people who are involved in haram, people who are involved in movie stars and all these different people, these are the people that got this. Shaitani followers. So in actual fact, when you come and make Allahu Akbar in front of Allah, you think, oh Allah, I'm making salah to you, but I'm a follower of Shaitan. I am a follower of Shaitan. This is what you want to do. You sleep in, you sing to Allah, I'm a follower of Shaitan. I just love this type of hairstyle. It is haram. It is haram. Gee. So get that one point. Yes, there is some leniency. Now I'm saying leniency because some of you will come and they will carry on and think, that boy now his hair is 2 lengths. That boy is 2 lengths now. That boy doesn't want to cut his hair, but you got a haram hairstyle. So there is some leniency where if your hair is cut in a way that you can't see, the 2 lengths, you can't see, so because you got some neatness or the hair on the side or something like that is coming out like that, you cut it where you blend it in a way that the two lengths can't be seen. Yes, you can do that. If you look at Morana's hair over here, Morana got Zulfa. If you take the front part of my hair and you take the back part of my hair is not the 2 lengths, not the same length. It's normal. It has to be like that. It's natural to be like that. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never say in a hadith not to have 2 lengths hairstyle. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in hadith is to make halk and to keep the long hair. Yes. But what Nabi Sallallahu, now listen to this carefully. Listen to this carefully. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Those people who act like a nation, who follow a nation, then count yourself amongst them. Gee. So what did I tell you just now? I told you that who has these hairstyles? That the kuffar, the musician, the people of Shaitan. Now, if you follow Devi and their style, then count yourself amongst them. You will die with them. You will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah with them. You want to be like that? You want to be like that? So yes, you don't cut 2 lengths, but now your lengths are such, you're looking exactly like that kafir. You're looking exactly like that movie star. You're looking exactly like that soccer player. What are you trying to say? That no, you're very, very happy with him. That person who hates Allah and His Rasul, that person who hates Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you love him. See? And we got so much love for these people that if they have to come to our town, you call them home to eat. Huh? You call them home to eat. You want to follow in their styles. You want to follow in their ways. You love them so much. So listen and understand very well that following their way is following Shaitan. Following the way is you love them and you don't love Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us, those of us who have this evil styles of hairstyle, let us get rid of this evil hairstyles. Number one. Number two, the law of the school. This is not the law of Sharia. The law of the school is they want you to have an equal haircut. It will be size 2, size 3, size 4, or size 5. Not to go above that. What's the name? Will you? Not to go above that. Gee, so, don't learn. So you have to follow the rules of the school. Just like how you cannot wear red pants. Unless, you can't wear red pants. Similarly, you can't have that type of hairstyle. Gee, to wear a blue pants or to wear red pants is not haram, but it is the uniform of the school. Understand, it is the uniform of the school. So the same thing, certain hairstyles may not be haram. Like you can tell Mulana, no, I want to keep a zulfa like you. Yeah, you're perfectly halal. But if you want to come to this school, you can't keep it. See? Because the school has got its rules. So understand. So Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability that we follow the rules firstly of Allah Ta'ala and secondly we follow the rules of the people above us. Allah grant us the tawfiq and ability.